Radio, radio.
Songs
about
radio.
Radio, radio.
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 Back to back, Radio Radio presents William Burroughs, The World is a Virus, and Patti Smith, Radio Ethiopia, followed by Tom Sherman, Heading into the Summer of Hate, and the Queens of the Stone Age, God is in the Radio.
The word seems to be an organism. And also my guess that the written word came before the spoken word.
Yeah. Is it a dangerous organism?
Well, it depends. It can become dangerous. It acts like a virus, that is, in that it replicates itself. Of course, a virus would not be recognized as a virus, can only be recognized as a virus by its symptoms. And a virus that produces no, psychopathological symptoms would not be recognized as a virus.
The symptoms of the virus, where could you detect them in words or language?
Well, you could one thing you could detect them in is in that it is compulsive and involuntary. It's very difficult for anyone to stop their flow of words. Most people don't try, but if you try, you find it is extremely difficult. So here's something that's happening against your will, actually.
Swimming in
to tell you, I don't believe in God, and I'm left-handed. I walk alone most of the time. It's okay for me. Even as we head into the summer of hate, love has been forgotten as an option. I'm trying to figure out what's happened. Hate has the upper hand. My problem isn't just that I'm alone. My problem is my brain is only working on the right side. I used to have the normal flow from the right side to the left. The alternating, oscillating flow from the right hemisphere to the left. But now only my right lobe is firing. I can feel a block in my corpus callosum. Where there was once an open channel, now there's a wound. It pisses me off. It makes me hate my body. It makes me hate everyone and everything. My brain isn't firing the way it should. I remember when I used to whisper sweet nothings. I used to tell myself nice things and have kind thoughts. I used to bury my left ear in my pillow and leave my right ear open to the sound of my voice. I used to listen with my right ear because the ears and the eyes are hooked up and controlled by the opposite side of the brain. My right ear is hooked up to my left hemisphere, but that's the side that's not working. My left lobe is dark and cold as I head into the summer of hate. I'm stuck on the right side. I'm alone and I want to open up, but I can't get my left hemisphere to fire. I'll keep trying, and when I break through to the other side, I'll love again. Until then, I'm heading into the summer.
Telephone and Rubber Band by the Penguin Cafe Orchestra and Steve Piccolo.
Actually, when radio was first becoming widespread in people's lives, there were many different ideas about how to make it a less passive medium. Bertolt Brecht and Walter Benjamin both talked about how to make radio into an interactive, participatory medium. The idea of requests as the driving force of musical popularity did partially give consumers a voice in the production process, though it was far from transparent. I mean, if I called up and requested a song that wasn't already on the playlist, a song that didn't fit into the style of music being broadcast on the station at the time, it definitely would not get played.
In the summer of 1986, Radio Radicale, the Italian radical station, was about to close for lack of funds. They devised a new form of protest. Air thousands of unfiltered 60-second telephone messages left by their listeners. This went on for days, in what became one of the most bizarre media events in the nation's history. Haters of all types started to use the radio to insult each other remotely, revealing a flowering subculture of racism, homophobia, and machismo. Here are three typical calls: a scary Roma football club supporter, a desperate woman from Naples, and someone who calls to criticize the broadcast itself. If you don't speak Italian, you'll enjoy the musical quality of their contributions. If you do, sorry in advance for the language.
Milano, Torino, a tutti, spaccamo il culo a tutti, forza Roma, forza Roma!
Telefono da Napoli, sono stufa di tutto, questa è un'epoca di demoni, corruzione dappertutto, inquinamento, bomba atomica, terremoti, uccisioni, ruberia, strafottenza di chi si governa, nazismo, ipocrisia, mancanza di altruismo e di coscienza, droga, disoccupazione, violenza sui bambini innocenti, abusi di potere, carni e becchi abbandonati, non ne posso proprio più, ma che ci cambiamo a fare? Hanno ucciso l'amore.
Telefono per protestare contro questa trasmissione, perché voi adottate lo stesso ragionamento ipocrita dei trafficanti d'armi, che per scaricarsi alle responsabilità morali delle morti che causano, dicono: noi non vendiamo armi, noi in fondo vendiamo solo pezzi di metallo, di ferro, poi tocca agli altri stabilire la responsabilità degli altri, chi compra, se usarlo per sparare alle nuvole o per sparare sui uomini. Ecco, voi fate la stessa cosa, mettete a disposizione questo spazio lamentandovi a parole delle parolacce, però siete voi che date lo spazio. Pensateci, ciao.
Celebration of the FM sound, which is actually yet unsurpassed. The song was called FM No Static At All. And now, Andy Kaplow takes us away to Radio Dreamland.
Most nights, I'd swipe my older brother's battery-operated, leather-encased transistor radio and ride the waves of top 40 hit music under my pillow. That was how I happened upon little WWDJ transmitting from, of all places, Hackensack, New Jersey, as I drifted off to sleep. Buona Johnny was my own local hero.
Morning! Right on, right on, right on! It's America's original night dynamite! The Buona Johnny radio program and bicycle repair shop at 10 o'clock. From WWDJ Hackensack.
Johnny was certainly in the mold of the big boys in New York City. But at WWDJ, true to its name, the focus was mirabile entendu, plain to hear, on the DJ's relationship to the music, airing a more liberal playlist than the commercial strictures in New York City would allow. That DJ was me. out there riding the waves with the snappy, irreverent repartee I honed as a survival mechanism in my own home, interacting with the spinning 45's lyrics and precisely timed instrumental intros.
10:33 now on the Apple, and here's Alone Again naturally. Or as they say in those pornographic shops in San Francisco, Alone Again unnaturally.
Alone again.
Of course you would say that, sir, for the million or so you made off it.
Buona Johnny took chances, egging the audience on with his frequently salacious, thinly veiled bon mots that amounted in the adult world to filth. Buona Johnny was an authority figure who inspired my trust. If I was quick and irreverent myself, I would benefit from a laissez-faire policy wherein the pitched battles were raged with the older adolescent kids, and I could discreetly slide on by with my own private agenda. Buona Johnny inspired and fueled my survival. By and large, that secret agenda was indulging in a fantasy of heterosexual love that the hit tunes of the day seemed to me to promise lay in store for me when I was just a little bit older.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share.
The ambiance in which I imagined myself carrying on with Nancy and Rita, or Ingrid and Barbara, or Sarah and Nancy, or Amy or Nancy. I was far too overwhelmed for that frisson to flow in person, but tuned into the WWDJ mix, I could indulge in my own dreamy concepts. The precocious, slightly more mature version of myself, aspiring to lofty and deliciously perverse love, the spiritual and the physical, innocent yet sexual, and off into dreamland.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere.
But while not fully formed, music radio at age 10 nonetheless gave me the confidence to fly by the seat of my own pants. While nervous and fragile on the inside, I was ballsy, arrogant, and nervy on the outside. That year, in Mrs. Tiller's class, she was the wife of a Lutheran minister, I had the temerity to recite Lennon and McCartney's Little Help from My Friends as my favorite poem. The line, "The teachers that taught me weren't cool," killed. But since my cultivated, cool, grade school exterior was all bluster and bullshit, in the real world, I never had enough moxie even to propose to my licensed elder brothers or sister to pull the car over and stop when we'd pass by the tiny building on River Road in Hackensack where WWDJ's studio was located. It was never even within the realm of possibility for me to picture myself going through the doors to see Buona Johnny do his thing. It was easier to listen alone in bed at night in the dark. A few years later, I was broadcasting myself in New York City at WKCR-FM, where we fetishized the sounds of jazz icons and unfettered festivals, features on the likes of Ellingtonian tenor saxophonist Paul Gonsalves, or Roy Eldridge and Ben Webster, or 200 Hours of Max Roach. We even switched on our illegal rig at the World Trade Center to broadcast 24 hours of Billie Holiday on her birthday anniversary in 1983. That was music radio of a whole different stripe. There's much more to tell, many more musical permutations that I spewed into the air, but inside, I was always still that cowering little fifth grade boy, dreaming.
Radio.
Radio. Radio. Radio.
commercial album is an LP released by The Residents in 1980. It contains 41-minute songs. Each track should be played three times in a row, thus getting a three-minute commercial song. To promote it, the band purchased 41-minute advertising slots on San Francisco's most popular commercial station, playing all the songs over 3 days. Here's Margaret Freeman.
Radioactivity is the fifth studio album by German electronic band Kraftwerk, released in October 1975. It is a concept album, half being about radioactivity, and the other half about activity on the radio. Radioactivity is one of the most important electronic albums of the 1970s, and it has influenced several generations of musicians. The LP is bilingual, featuring lyrics in both German and English. This song is called Transistor.
Radio Radio, music radio as it could be, featuring Andy Kaplow, Luca Celada, GX Jupiter Larsen, Steve Piccolo, Tom Sherman, with the voices of Alan Freed, David Sereghini, Fletcher Wright, Jackie Stewart, Jessica King, Steve Flato, A.N. Eel, Elvis Costello, John Lennon, George Clinton, the Grand Ole Opry, Thomas Stafford, William Burroughs and Klaus Mack from the film Commissioner of Sewers, Juana Johnny and computer voice Bruce. During this program, you've heard excerpts from the following songs: Radio Gaga by Queen, Let's Dance by David Bowie, This Is Radio Clash by Clash, Video Kill the Radio Stars by Buggles, That's Why God Made the Radio by the Beach Boys, You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio by Johnny Mitchell,
Walk on Gilded Splinters by Dr. John, Radio Radio by Elvis Costello, Radio Rhythm Signal Smart by Clandestine featuring Ned Sublett, Magic Transistor Radio by the Beach Boys, We Built This City by Starship, Turn Your Radio On by John Hartford, Satellite Radio by Steve Earle, Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers, Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio by the Ramones, Radio by Rancid, On the Radio by Cheap Trick, I Can't Live Without My Radio by LL Cool J, You Can't Say Crap on the Radio by Stiff Little Fingers, Radioactivity by Kraftwerk, Radio Ethiopia by Patti Smith, God is in the Radio by the Queens of the Stone Age, Telephone and Rubber Band by the Penguin Cafe Orchestra, FM No Static at All by Steely Dan, Precious and Few by Climax, It's Too Late to Turn Back Now by the Cornelius Brothers, Radio by Beyoncé, Margaret Freeman by The Residents, Transistor by Kraftwerk, Green City by Gag Saddle featuring Steve Piccolo. Radio Radio was conceived and executed by Sergio Messina in 2016. For further information about this program, the guests and the songs, please go to sergiomessina.com/radioradio. And thank you for listening.
I was lying in bed and listening for the parade that passes by. Every morning in a new green city. Yeah, I was lying in bed and listening for the trumpets and the drums. But I couldn't hear a sound. Something happened. Something went wrong. I went to look in the fridge, but it was still on. The light was shining. What was the trick? I wish I had a TV since the radio blackout. I've been lying in bed and listening for the parade that passes by. Every morning in a new green city.
Kunstradio. Radio Kunst.